The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism. Our encouragement talk this evening will be given by our Tanto, who is a senior assistant teacher in Boundless Way Zen and is soon to be a Dharma holder, Michael Herzog.
Thank you. We've been studying for the last week Dongshan, the story. A man who lived about 1,200 years ago in medieval China spoke a different language, different culture, so different from, we probably can't imagine what it was like to be him in his time. And yet, he's us. A member of this human race, and simply wanting to know what it's like, how to live as a human being, and knowing that search would take his entire life. It's there what we have in common with him, and we can learn. Now, you may have understood what he was talking about, his teachings. You may not have understood what he was talking about. Doesn't much matter, because you have been immersed in his teaching. You've been marinating in it, like a sponge. And it will change you. It has changed you in ways that you may never quite understand or know. We learned about his leaving his teacher on his quest and then having this pivotal moment in the river. A pivotal moment. Melissa Roshi and David Roshi and Alan all talked about this pivotal moment and that it happens to us, each and every one of us. All the time. And yet, we aren't there most of the time to realize it. Because we're off somewhere else. And yet, at some level, each and every one of you in this room has tasted it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. This pivotal moment that he had changed and forced the course of his life. And so that's why we're here. Because in our normal outside life, to sense and to see these pivotal moments is very rare. But here in Sesshin, it's rare too, but we are creating the fertile ground for it. And for me, this story presented a pivotal moment, but not when Dongshan stepped into the water. For me, and maybe for you, the pivotal moment is in the interchange between his teacher and himself. A heartbreakingly beautiful conversation between teacher and student. This teacher and student relationship is the foundation of Zen. My teachers have influenced my life in ways I will never quite know or understand. And it doesn't stop there, because my teachers are sitting beside me, but you are my teachers. Every one of you is my teacher. And I am yours. Now, this teacher-student relationship, in our way, is not like the conventional student-teacher relationship. Teachers in the conventional way, have something to give the student, piece of information, knowledge, experience, something or other. But here, strangely enough, the student already has it. And the teacher-student exchange, between that exchange, arises the teaching, the Dharma. I'm going to read this exchange between Dongshan and his teacher. And I'm encouraging you to listen, not to the content of the conversation, not to the particular words, but what's underlying this exchange. What is that? As Dongshan prepared to leave Yunyan, Yunyan said, "Where are you going?" Dongshan said, "Although I'm leaving the master, I don't know where I'll end up." Yunyan said, "You're not going to Hunan?" Dongshan said, "No, I'm not." Yunyan said, "Are you returning home?" Dongshan said, "No." Yunyan said, "Sooner or later, you'll return." Dongshan said, "When the master has an abode, then I'll return." Yunyan said, "If you leave, it will be difficult to see one another again." Dongshan said, "It will be difficult to not see one another." Just when Dongshan was about to depart, he said, "If in the future someone happens to ask whether I can describe the master's truth or not, how should I answer them?" After a long pause, Yunyan said, "Just this is it." Dongshan sighed. Then Yunyan said, Worthy Liang, now that you have taken on this great affair, you must consider it carefully." The great Bodhidharma, founder of Zen, said this transmission, this way, this transmission, is beyond words and texts. This transmission between teacher and student. What is being transmitted? It might be strange to say, but it is being transmitted. And in Dongshan's little poem that he wrote, he says, "Now I travel alone, everywhere I meet it. Now it's exactly me. Now I'm not it." This word "it," it rises so often in Dongshan's writings. In the Song of the Jeweled Mirrored Samadhi, we hear this word "it" used over and over again. In the darkest night, it is perfectly clear. In the light of dawn, it is hidden. It is a standard for all things. Its use removes all suffering. Though it is not constructed, it is not beyond words. Facing a precious mirror, form and reflection behold each other. You are not it, but in truth, it is you. What are they talking about? What is he talking about? This it. This unnameable it. It can't be named. And yet, how is it taught? It sounds like this deep intellectual Gordian knot that you need to untie. But if you're using your intellect, if you're trying to figure it out, you will be lost. It is unfigureoutable. I just made that up. It's like smoke. Try grab hold of smoke. You can't. It just slips right through your fingers. And yet, you can know what it is. There is a knowing. When I often come across these very strange and ungraspable Zen teachings, I like to head to another Zen teacher for an answer. This teacher is not a traditional Zen teacher, and Alan mentioned him on Monday, Ryokan, who was a poet and a hermit who lived in Japan, I believe in the 18th century, maybe? 19th century? For some reason, for me, Ryokan just cuts right through. Not in his words, but what arises when I meet him. And so tonight for my talk, for finalizing my talk, I want to read a poem that I just came across that I had never heard by him, and it seems to just play beautifully into this wonderful teacher-student relationship that Dongshan had with his teacher. And so I'm going to read it to you. And my encouragement this evening is to listen with your heart. And by that I mean open your heart. Don't try to figure out, or don't try to set on what you think is happening. Dive underneath. Dive deep underneath. What is arising when I read this? And then in the space afterward, what is there? Let it waft through the air like Jenny's delicious cooking in the kitchen, or the bubbling sounds of the waterfall, or how the floor feels under your feet. That's how you access it. This poem is called To My Teacher. An old grave hidden away at the foot of a deserted hill, overrun with rank weeds growing unchecked year after year, there's no one left to tend to the tomb, and only an occasional woodcutter passes by. Once I was his pupil, a youth with shaggy hair, learning deeply from him by the narrow river. One morning I set off on my solitary journey, and the years passed between us in silence. Now I have returned to find him at rest here. How can I honor his departed spirit? I pour a dipper of pure water over his tombstone and offer a silent prayer. The sun suddenly disappears behind the hill, and I'm enveloped by the roar of the wind in the pines. I try to pull myself away, but cannot. A flood of tears soaks my sleeves. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this talk, please consider donating at worcesterzen.org/donate.